This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
How to stay away from Facebook Marketplace scam. Welcome to the bad side of internet, a place where con artists wait to take advantage of people who don't know what's going on. It might seem like a Facebook Marketplace is a quick and easy way to buy and sell things, but it's also a place where fraud thrives. In this video, we will tell you the truth about scams on Facebook Marketplace and show you how to avoid falling for one. It's a popular place to buy and sell things with people in your area, but also a great place for scammers to find victims. Criminals use the platform, popularity, and user trust in it to steal their money, personal information, even their identities. But don't worry, we're here to help you stay safe and avoid falling for a Facebook Marketplace scam and how to keep yourself safe from them. Learn the red flags. Learning the red flag is one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself from Facebook Marketplace scam. Scammers often try to trick people by giving them deals are too good to be true, asking for payment before the item sent, or asking for personal information. Anything that seems too good to be true should make you suspicious. If a seller wants money up front and doesn't have any review, you should always be wary. Check the seller's profile. This is another important thing that you can do to protect yourself from Facebook Marketplace scam. Or check out what other users have to say and read reviews. If the seller has a lot of positive feedback, it's more likely that they are legit. But if the seller doesn't have any feedback, or if most of the feedback is negative, it's best to stay away from them. Use a safe method of payment. It's important to use a safe payment method when buying or selling things on Facebook Marketplace. Don't use cash or wire transfer because they can be tracked. It can be undone. Instead, use a way to pay like maybe PayPal, which protect both the buyer and the seller. Be careful if you decide to meet in person to finish the sale. Always meet in a public place with a friend by your side. Never meet a stranger by yourself. Also, make sure to look at the item before you pay. Report any strange behavior. If you think someone is trying to scam you or use something suspicious on Facebook Marketplace, you should report it right away. This will keep everyone safe on the platform and stop other people from falling for the same scam. Well, I got one example of a Facebook Marketplace. Say, a potential buyer contact them and say they want to buy an item. They usually say something like, my son or cousin lives near you. I'll have them pick it up. They say they'd like to pay with PayID. And if the seller doesn't already have it, they'll show them how to set up a PayID. The seller will get an email almost right away, supposedly from a PayID, saying that they have found out that the seller is using a PayID for business. And the email also says that they need to set up a business PayID that will cost them, say, $50, which they can get back when the first transaction goes through the newly set up business PayID and the cost is refunded. Business PayID doesn't exist, and anyone who pay the fee to set it up will lose the money that they paid. As I said, learn to recognize the warning sign, such as the fact that an email is not a financial institution and that the grammar of the message about that need to have a business profile is bad. Also, there is no business called paid ID. Facebook Marketplace is a good place to buy and sell things, but you should be cautious of the risks. Scammers are always looking for ways to take advantage of people who don't know what they're doing. You can avoid becoming a victim of Facebook Marketplace scam by knowing the warning sign, checking the seller profile, using a secure payment method, and reporting any suspicious activity. Always be on the lookout and go with your gut. Stay safe. Thanks for watching. Have you ever been tricked by a fake item on Facebook Marketplace? Tell us about it in the comment below, and let's make sure other people don't fall for the same trick. Do you know of any ways to stay safe on Facebook Marketplace? Share them with us in the comment, and then make a group of shoppers who are well informed and smart. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to get more videos about how to save online. And this is Miko Santos. See you next week.
Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.